This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And an update from Melinda Sprague from Cow Creek Health and Wellness. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are back at it at a Monday. I understand you were gone a bunch of last week as well.
I was out in Wisconsin at Country Thunder Music Festival, taking a little vacation, and now I'm back, ready to give you guys an update on some COVID information here in the community.
Well, obviously, your clinic, Cow Creek Health and Wellness, has been really pretty busy throughout the pandemic and really out there with making vaccines available and getting information out to people.
Yeah, so we've really, a lot of people know us from our testing and vaccination last summer at 2360 Northeast Stevens, right there across from the main government office. We continue to vaccinate there Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And what's really great is we have all types of vaccinations, and we have vaccinations for peds 6 months and up. So we can really vaccinate the whole family and any folks that really come through there. And so we've vaccinated over 7,000, given over 7,000 vaccines since the pandemic started. And we're just kind of continuing that open access initiative, open to the community, drive through 3 days a week at the same site we've been at.
And that drive-through availability really seems to simplify it for a lot of people, and I would think especially for parents and kids.
Yeah, so what's great about that site is a lot of times we have families who will come in and get kind of, it's a one-stop shop, so the parents can get their booster vaccines, and we can give the peds, the kiddos, their vaccines, and everybody can kind of just come through and get it done. And, you don't have to make an appointment. You can wait in your car. We give out really awesome COVID care kits that have pulse oximeters and thermometers and some information and all kinds of goodies for folks to kind of take through just as a thank you for coming through and getting vaccinated and a gift from the tribe to the community.
And obviously, as we continue on through things, it's kind of a up and down seesaw situation with COVID and shifting and seeing that while the light may be at the end of the tunnel, we're not quite at the end of the tunnel yet.
Yeah, so we have had a little bit of a spike here lately in Douglas County just due to some of the BA variants and things. And so, it is shifting, and we've continued to kind of monitor it and watch it shift. And we're just continuing to stay on top of it the best we can and monitor any mutations and variants and provide the best up-to-date vaccines and testing and treatment available.
So what fascinates you about this whole area of working in public health like this?
Well, I just think that watching kind of everything transpire, you can really, from my point of view, you get to really see that data and see how the virus affects people in different categories and populations. And just watching, I think what's really fascinating is watching where we were, when the pandemic started to now, and how many treatment options we have available, and how much we've learned about the virus just in that short amount of time. And so I think just overall being able to provide the information and gather more and more information to help people as this kind of progresses and mutates.
I think one of the tough things for a lot of people to kind of follow, because it's so different than a lot of other illnesses, if you want to use that term, is the shifting of the virus itself. You're used to, other diseases you think about or other health conditions or issues. You kind of know what they're like, and that's what they're like. But with a virus and a pandemic, things are always shifting.
Yep, that's kind of the nature of viruses and just how they work and mutations and how it manifests differently in each individual. And so we're just always trying to stay on top of it the best we can and collect all the information we can so that we can have the best response to the public.
So again, give people all the hours that you're open and talk about what's available again.
Perfect, yeah. So 2360 Northeast Stevens, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We have a pediatric Pfizer. We have pediatric Moderna. We have adult Moderna. We have adult Pfizer available. So come on down and see us, and no appointment necessary. Just drive up, bring your identification, and we'll help you get that figured out.
Linda Sprague, Cow Creek Health and Wellness, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.